Chairman Brad Holton, I'm going to bring the meeting back to order. We've been in executive session. There were no decisions reached. There's no business being brought forward as a result of the executive session. So we will continue our discussion on the budget.
Chairman?
Yes.
I guess just overall encompassing for the DSD budget, especially just more focused on the expense side of things.
Yes.
Okay with how it is set up with outside of kind of revisiting. I know they were looking for two new positions and one market adjustment, but everything else, how it was kind of set in their budget, is the board kind of okay with their initial recommendation outside of maybe revisiting just that stuff?
I was wanting to get more more secure in what we were going to project on the revenues, because I knew we were in the middle of the really busy time, and we really hadn't had the metrics to make a decision off of that prior. So within a week or so, when we have another DSD, we're going to revisit that income. And so I think it's open for discussion about the two new positions and how they'll be funded. And
Chairman, I would submit that we leave those in the budget for now, since it's a dynamic process right now, and they've indicated that their revenues could be up in the last quarter. And so I think the goal has been to have DSD be self-funded with what it costs for their services, and then they need staff to handle the increased volume. So I'm in favor of leaving it like it is for now.
Okay. Commissioner Brooks?
Front of the train, Mr. Chair.
I will say we're going to look at some fee adjustments when that time comes, and one we're going to look at are the conk fees associated with code enforcement, because that's meant to be a cost recovery tool for the administrative cost of issuing those.
Mm-hmm.
And given our inability to easily get on a property, I see us increasing the number of those probably now and next fiscal year.
Chairman, can I ask a follow-up question?
Sure.
Is there an increased cost to the county given the state's legislative actions on the warrants and...
Yeah, because that'll take more prosecutor's time, our time, and if we need a deputy with us, there's that. I will say, though, with the building inspector, if you look year to year, we're taking in the most fees from the building department.
Okay.
So I think that helps there, too.
Yeah, and for the people that have the violations, which is clearly against our code, you know, those are the people that should be punitive. They should be paying for everything that it costs for all of what you just said. So I would hope that the costs are reflective.
I just want to say on the record, so you guys can be thinking, worst case scenario is that after looking at what we might do on compensation, it shows that we have about $2 million to play with, and we have way more asks of our 45 budgets that we have on this spreadsheet than we have $2.0 million to play with. So somewhere, some of the asks are going to have to get pulled back. So just want you to think about worst case scenarios if we have to do one FTE or 1.5 or whatever that looks like, that you have a plan that will help you guys not go, but we got to, you know. And so yours is one of the customer service departments that is public facing, and so yes, I don't disagree that you need those. We just have to decide how we can choose to afford it.
So understood.
That's where we're at. All right. Anything else on there? I didn't see anything on the B budget that I was had any heartburn with. Kyle, do you have any? Sarah, do you have any other? On my spreadsheet, Kyle, that you gave me on the comparisons 26-27, there's several line items that didn't go through on the percent of change for 27.
It's because of the formula.
Is that just anomaly, formula anomaly?
A lot of those are either netting out or there was nothing in 26.
Oh, okay. I see that. I see that on that one.
Mr. Chairman, I do have a question.
Yes.
In the revenues for admin splits.
I just prepared a spreadsheet on this morning. I didn't know where this discussion was going
to go. Okay.
For some odd reason, that got subsumed into administrative decisions. And I don't know if that has to do with caps or not. So I took how many we've done in our file folders in the O drive, our network drive, and I multiplied it by 775. And for instance, so I'll run through 2024, we did 40.5 thousand. 2025, we did 97,000. So far in 26, well, our budget for 26 was around almost 28,000. And year to date, we've done 32.5 on those. So what I put on this spreadsheet is the fee was added to another fund. So that's why we put zero there. Because
okay.
Our year to date, it was like we budgeted X amount and it shows zero. And I'm like, that's not true.
Okay.
So it's just the way it's been categorized. And I think it has more to do with our software than the budget software.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. So we'll get that back in or whatever you want.
No, I don't think we should put it back in because it's always going to show you've collected nothing till we start changing around budget items. And given that we're about to go to a new software in the next couple of years, I don't know if the juice is going to be worth the squeeze there.
Okay.
I can manually track it pretty easily.
Okay. Okay.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Well, that was enough. All right. Anything else?
Chairman, I move we adjourn.
A second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.